AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Inflation slowed unexpectedly last month. Sagar Magani has numbers.
Consumer prices were up 2.7% in November from a year earlier. They had risen 3% on an annual basis in September. This was the first report since because of a government shutdown delay, and forecasters had expected the same number. President Trump last night touted easing inflation while arguing he inherited an economic mess.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
Still, inflation remains above the Federal Reserve's 2% target, partly because of the president's tariffs. And while they've so far been less inflationary than feared, they are still affecting prices and complicating the Fed's decisions about whether to keep cutting interest rates to support a slowing jobs market. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Jobless claims fell by 13,000 last week as layoffs remain low. And Alex Vega reports mortgage rates have edged lower.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased this week to 6.21%. The average rate has been mostly holding steady in recent weeks, hovering close to its low point for the year.
On Wall Street, traders took encouragement from the inflation report, and a strong profit report from Micron Technology boosted AI stocks. The S&P gained 0.8% to break a four-day losing streak, while the Nasdaq jumped 1.4%. The Dow added 65 points. The Trump administration is proposing new restrictions to block access to gender-affirming care for minors. They include cutting off Medicaid and Medicare funding from hospitals that provide such care. Multiple deaths being reported in North Carolina in the crash of a business jet. It was carrying six. And sources tell AP police are investigating a possible link between the Brown University shooting and the killing of an MIT professor. This is AP News. Brian Walsh has been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of his wife, Anna Walsh. Marcela Sanchez has the story.
Judge Diane Fournier called Walsh's crimes barbaric and incomprehensible.
Mr. Walsh, you will live with the guilt and burden of Anna Walsh's death for the rest of your life.
The sentence carries no possibility of parole. The Boston area man pleaded guilty on Monday to first-degree murder. Anna Walsh disappeared nearly 3 years ago, and her body has never been found. Brian Walsh pleaded guilty in November to misleading police and illegally disposing of a body, saying he panicked when he found she had died in bed. Investigators relied on his online searches about dismemberment and disposing of a body, as well as surveillance video showing a man resembling Walsh throwing heavy trash bags into a dumpster. Many items were recovered bearing Brian and Anna's DNA. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.